Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Lots of people are asking us about the COVID vaccination programme, whether it's affected by this cyber attack. The HSE said this morning that vaccinations are going ahead as normal and that system is unaffected. Now, Dublin City Council this morning announced that they're to close Portobello Plaza this weekend. The popular spot on the banks of the Grand Canal in Dublin's south inner city has become synonymous with outdoor gatherings and indeed antisocial behaviour in recent months. And I'm joined on the line by Chief Executive of Dublin City Council, Owen Keegan. Good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
So why make this decision now?
Well, first off, we very much welcome people coming back into the city, and we're looking forward, particularly next week with the reopening of retail, to launching our relaunching the city and welcoming people to come back in. We've had to take this action because it's been evident over recent weeks that very significant crowds are gathering at a number of locations around the city, but probably the worst was the Portobello Plaza. Large amounts of alcohol being consumed. There's no regard for sort of public health guidelines. But I suppose the particular driver is that it's having a very serious adverse impact on local residents. We're under an awful lot of pressure. Like the what residents have had to suffer has been really intolerable.
Give us a sense of what's been happening.
You know, there's about 1,000 people, or just under 1,000 people, were in the vicinity of the plaza, typically on the last three weekends, on Friday, Saturday, somewhat less on Sunday. Huge problems in terms of noise, urination, defecation. Like, it's just been a shambles for the residents, you know. So we're getting huge complaints, a huge volume of complaints.
Mm-hmm. Will people not just move further along, though, and spread out across other areas along the canal there?
Well, there is a possibility they will do that. But, you know, we felt, having consulted with Garda Síochána, that we really had no choice but to close that. And I suppose try and discourage people coming in just for the purpose of drinking in large congregated settings.
How will you manage to close it?
Well, we'll be physically barring it, and we hope we will have the support of Garda Síochána.
Yeah, because, I mean, people might say if the guards had been there and if all of the bins had been there that were needed and maybe some portaloos, that you might have mitigated against this problem, because we're told by government, aren't we, to get outside and socialise outdoors.
I mean, look, Claire, there's a slight disconnect now, a significant disconnect between the public health guidelines and the kind of messaging. Yes, certainly people are being encouraged to go outdoors, but, you know, you cannot organise a kind of an event. You can't have a concert, you know. So it does seem to us somewhat incongruous that you can have up to 1,000 people congregating. They might as well be at a concert, except there are no facilities, there's no crowd management, you know, there's no control on noise. So it's not really acceptable, you know. For example, under the public health guidelines, outdoor dining isn't permitted until, I think, the 7th of June. And yet we've seen now in recent weeks a whole lot of pubs opening up, serving takeaway pints. And then in the last few days, we've noticed a huge number of barrels being rolled out on the street. You know, so people are basically congregating outside pubs on the street without any regard to the public health guidelines.
Who's rolling the barrels onto the streets? The publicans, the pubs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, we'll be seeking to remove them, and I'll be asking, we'll be telling them today they're to be removed. Like, there is no provision under the guidelines for outdoor dining until the 7th of June, and yet there's been a huge growth in outdoor consumption of alcohol over, particularly, we've noticed in the city centre over the last week or two.
You must be concerned, though, that this is just going to move along somewhere else. I mean, it's bound to, really, if you're just closing off one area.
Well, you know, it may be, but certainly from the kind of reaction we've got from residents, they've had enough. And we feel we have to do something to improve the situation for residents in that area.
It's a shame, isn't it, that we have to take such drastic measures, you know? Is this, would you say, an indication of a wider problem in Irish society that we can't look after public amenities and we can't behave ourselves?
I think there's a particular problem with the number of venues that are obviously closed, where people would go to. I mean, they're all closed. And the fact that there's been, you know, the position about alcohol sales have always been legal. It's always been regarded as an essential service. And now we're noticing in recent week, we're getting large crowds congregating, essentially drinking in popular spots. But without any regard to the impact on local residents. So it's, I mean, I suspect when the COVID restrictions are lifted, the problem will go away. But just in the intervening period, we do have a problem.
So when are you closing Portobello Plaza and for how long?
We're closing it from early this afternoon until Monday morning.
OK, and then it'll be reopened again, or will you review it on Monday?
We'll review it on Monday, yeah.
All right, Owen Keegan, Chief Executive of Dublin City Council, thank you for joining us. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about the DUP leadership election with Bertie Ahern.